We have an interesting parsha. Parsha is divided into three parts. First of all, is the death of Sarah and the kvura of Sarah. Then is the shidduch between Yitzchok and Rivka. And then in the end, there is the story of Avraham Avinu marrying Keturah. Now, the story of Ephron, we learn a very basic halacha from this. And it's a minhag of Klal Yisrael that until last week, no Jew ever dared violate that. Last week, the Knesset passed a law. That is, a Jew is buried differently than a non-Jew. Avraham Avinu did not want to bury Sarah Imenu together with the Bnei Ches. They offered it to him. The Mivchak Farenu Kor Meisah. So, no, I need something separate. And when they decided last week that in Israeli military cemeteries, there will be no difference between where Jews are buried and non-Jewish soldiers are buried, was something that Klal Yisrael, even most assimilated, until recently, were always makbid as a Jewish cemetery. And there's a reason. There's a mitzvah of kvura. And the mitzvah of kvura says, and it's an issue of nivel ames, the mitzvah of kavod ames. It's the way we deal with the human body. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a very, very interesting world. He created two separate worlds. There's a physical world and a spiritual world. And there's a whole spiritual world that people are not aware of that's very parallel to this physical world. And they're very two distinct worlds. And there is one part of the Bria that bridges the physical and the spiritual. That's the human being. He's a guf and neshama. Now, bridging that basic stira, because these are two totally similar things. If we are goof and neshama, goof is a physical thing, and neshama is a totally non-physical thing. And somehow they're joined together. And they're joining together more than that. There's a bracha that's recited at Sheva Brachos. Sheyotzar sa'odom b'tzalmo. Now, there are two gersos. Shidim ha'kubetz and suba. Uvitzelem z'mus havniso, that's one gerso. Hiskin lo mimenu binyan ayad. Sheyotzar sa'odom b'tzalmo, b'tzelem nus havniso. But most Rishonim are of the opinion that the bracha says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an incredible thing. That he enabled a human being to reproduce through a physical process and to produce at the end a physical being with a neshama. That we can reproduce a human being with Tzelem Elokim. Now, that combination of guf and neshama means a very important thing. That the tafkid of that joining together of guf and neshama is that the human being is supposed to be elevate his goof to a level of kedusha, and he's supposed to spend his life working at that, elevating his goof to kedusha. That's the reason for tznius. The reason for tznius is the goof ha'adam has a kedusha to it. Kedusha's goof ha'adam. And in that kedusha's goof ha'adam, something that's kadosh is covered. And one of the big differences when the Jews confronted Greek society was the view of a human being, a human body. The Greek had the Greek games. And when you played in the Greek games, no clothes. They made all these statues of the naked human being. The human body was an object of beauty. It's an object of beauty, so you expose it, you show how beautiful it is. So after the Kedusha, the Aron Kodesh was beautiful. It was Kodesh, it was hidden. Because we don't want a person to get confused, to think that the essence is in the beauty. It may be beautiful, but you get confused, and therefore it's hidden. That's what tznius is all about. A human being whose life has been dedicated to uplifting his goof, after 120 years, that goof needs kvura. It's treated with kavod, kavod ames, against nivul ames. But it's very different between the way we view the body and the way the non-Jewish world views the body. And through our mitzvahs, we're told to uplift the goof. And that's why we're buried separate. It's a very different concept, the human body, even after 120 years. First thing. We have an interesting story of a shidduch here. Avraham Avinu has a servant, his Eved, Eliezer Eved Avram. In the entire story here, his name is never mentioned. He has no name. It's a nameless person, an Eved. Now, who was this person, Eliezer Eved Avram? He's a very great man. He was Dolu Mashke Mitarosa Sharabona, Vuhuda Mesek Eliezer. He knew all of Avraham Avinu's Torahs. He was dedicated to Avraham Avinu 100%. Followed every one of his things and everything he did. And when Avraham Avinu told him to go to Haran to get a wife for Yitzchak Avinu, he told Avraham Avinu, Ulai. So Chazal say, what is this ulai? He tells us that Bas Hoysa, he had a daughter, Eli. He really has been hoping that Avraham Avinu would look at his godliness. He knew every shir that Avraham Avinu said. He understood it. All of the hanhagas of Avraham Avinu. Everything. Avraham Avinu would choose his daughter, his daughter-in-law. So, Chazal tell us, what did Avraham Avinu say? Ata oru va'ani boruch. Oru kanan, Eved avodim. And Eved is orur. Va'ani boruch. Vein orim is davik b'boruch. Oru cannot marry boruch. Now, so what does he do? He sends him off to Beis Besuel. Now, what's Beis Besuel all about? This Avraham Avinu's mechotan. Besuel. Okay. So what is, so first of all, Rivka had a brother who's the master Ganav, swindler Ganav, first of all. And then when he comes to meet Eliezer, what does he tell him? Vanye Phonisi Abayas. What does that mean? So Rashi says, it means that I got rid of all that. You can come into the house now, it's full of Avodah Zarah. So normally the house is full of Avodah Zarah. She has a brother who's a Ganav. Great Yichus, right? On the other hand, Avraham Avinu tells Eliezer, no, I can't make a shidduch with you because ani borach ve'ata ora. Very strange. Did he worship Avodah Zarah? Not. Was he a Ganav? Not. Did he hamidus everything? What does it mean, ani ora ve'ata borach? Ata ora ve'ani borach. Very strange. What was it that he saw? Now, when Eliezer, who has no name, let's take a look at how, what does Avraham Avinu say? Vayomer Avraham al Avdol Zekam Beso, Hamoshe B'Kol Ashelo. Who was, what is Moshe B'Kol Ashelo? Chazal tell us, he was Moshe in his Ramach Evarim. He had absolutely shlita, did not do any averis. He had shlita on every taiva that he had. It was nothing. He's an unbelievable guy. Beautiful mechutin for Avraham Avinu. No. Something's wrong here. Simno yod chotach yisrech. Ashbiach ha b'shem l'ke shemayim. He says, v'yom e'lov ho'eved. Who is he talking to? Ho'eved. He says, Vayomer Elov Avram. So then, Vayosem Ho'eved. Who is this person? Ho'eved. Vayikach Ho'eved. He's not a person. There's no person. Does he have a name? We know it happened to be Eliezer Eved Avram. Ho'eved. Vayomer Hashem. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's davening. But how's he davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elokei Adoni Avraham. Not talking to his God, he's talking to his master's God. I say Chesedim Adoni Avraham. And what's he looking for? Unbelievable midos. Unbelievable midos. Vahi hu terem kilo ledaber. And Rivka goes out and she says, V'gamlag malecha ashka. Happened to be this week, I checked somewhere, I don't know if it's correct. A camel goes in the desert because it fills itself up with a lot of water. A camel on an empty stomach, and we had a whole bunch of camels. One estimate was 65 gallons. Another estimate was 100 something gallons. So you have Rivka all by herself, there's a whole caravan of camels. Midas of the most unbelievable, not only sensitive to human beings, sensitive to animals, that after that whole trip, they need something to drink. And how much did she give them to drink? Enough, just enough. But, and she, but Gamlik Malach Adashev, Ad Im Kilu Lishtos, until they're absolutely filled. Now, it's not that she turned on a faucet. She's going kader. She's going to the well, taking out water. So let's just say it's 65 gallons. Okay? And she has 3-4 camels. It seems like Gmalim is at that. Well, Choltuv Adonov, he has unbelievable. You know how many gallons of water that is? And that was the midah he saw. Chesed, first of all. But not stam chesed. Unbelievable chesed. Sensitivity to human being, to animals, to anything. Then, all of a sudden, his name changes. Vahoish. Now he's not an Eved anymore. He's an Ish. Mishtoile, he's stunned. And when all the camels finished, Vayikach Ish, he's now an Ish. He all and gave her all the jewelry. And said, you can come, you can stay, no what, no. Vayikod Ho'ish, Vayishtachu Lashem. Now he's transferred from an Eved. He doesn't have a name anymore. Still doesn't have a name. He's Eved, he's an Ish. Vayomer Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram. Again. Who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avram Avinu's God. Okay, she tells Lavan. Lavan comes running, sees the jewelry. Vayovo El Ha'ish. Okay. Vayovo Ish Habaisa. Okay. Vayomer, and he says, Eved Avram Anochi. Now he switched back to be an Eved. Okay, and he gives his whole speech. And he gives his whole speech, and he finishes the speech. Okay. Vahi kasheshoma eved avromas devreyem vayishtachu aratz l'Hashem. Vayotze ha'eved. He swings back from being an ish now to an eved. Very strange story. But then we see something else about Rivka. Vatisa Rivka aseneha. Vayetze Yitzchok l'suach posod. He's going out to daven mincha. He sees Nigmala. Vatisa Rivka Seneho. Vayaris Yitzchok. Vatipo me al hagomo, says Rashi. And Vatiskos. Vatome al ha'evid, speaking out to the Evid again. Miho ish halazel. Who's Yitzchok? He's an ish. How are they pasod? Vayomo ha'evid, who Adoni, he's my master. Vatika chatzi Vatiskos. She covered her face. Sneus. What are the two midas we have here of Rivka Imenu? Before, Chesed and Sneus. Then it says something else about Rivka Imenu. Vayivyeha Yitzchaka Ohela, Sori Imo. He brought her to Sora's tent. Chosman Shesora Kayemes. When Sarah was alive, it was a candle that burned from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Ubrocha Metsuya Be'isa, there's a brocha in anything in the house. The Onon Kosher Al Ha'ohel. And there was a cloud over the Ohel. Her Ohel. Now that cloud, those of you who remember something about the Akedah. When Avram Avinu was going to the Akedah, he had Yitzchak, and with him he had Yishmael and Eliezer. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him about the mountain, or which mountain. Al Achad HaHorim Asher Omar Elav. One of the mountains that I will tell you. When Avram Avinu is coming up south, if you ever want to understand where what happened, coming up from the road from Hebron, if you go to the Tayelet in Talpiot, all of a sudden you see right in front of you Harabais. A lot of mountains and Harabais in the middle. Now we know it's Harabais. How did Avram know? So, it says, they came to the place. How did he know? Doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. How did he know? So Chazal tell us. He looked and he saw there was a cloud hovering over Harabais. He turned to Yitzchok Avinu and says, Yitzchok, what do you see? He says, I see a mountain and a cloud hovering over. Turn to Eliezer. Eliezer, what do you see? A lot of hills. Turn to Yishmael. What do you see? A lot of hills. So what does he tell them? He says, Vayomer, Avram, and Avram of El Na'arav, Shulachem Po, Vayaris Hamoko Meirochok. He saw the place from afar. And he saw the Vayom Avram, Shulachem Po, Im Hachamor. You stay here with a Hamor. Why do you need the words Im Hachamor? So he told them, Ma Hamor ain't a roer, Afato ain't a roer. Just like a Hamor can't see those clouds, you can't see those clouds. You stay here, Yitzchak and I are going there. What's the cloud mean? The cloud means Hasharas Hashkina. Avram Avinu was coming up from Hebron. And all of a sudden he sees a bunch of hills, but a Kadosh can feel Kedusha. Some people have sensitivity to Kedusha. And he said, oh, that hill over there, that's Kadosh. He turns to Yitzchak Avinu and says, Yitzchak, what do you see? That hill has Kedusha. Turns to Eliezer, what hills? Turns to Yishmael, what hills? Ma Chamor, Chamor is an animal, but it's a total physical being. A total physical donkey doesn't see Kedusha. You react to Kedusha like a donkey acts to Kedusha. You can't feel it, you can't see it, you don't know it. It doesn't exist in your life. So you can't understand what's going to be happening up there at the Akedah. You're clueless there. Shulachem po am hachamor. You stay here with a chamor, you belong with a chamor. Now, Yitzchak calls man, Sarah Imenu was alive. It was a shechina there. Rivka comes, the Shechina comes back. It means Rivka could have come from an unbelievable house. Her brother was the arch ganav swindler, whatever you can say about him. House is full of avodah zarah. But Avraham Avinu, there's something about that house I like. Something about that house I like. He says, you Eliezer, don't count. Chesed, Tznius, Kedusha. Then Avraham Avinu gets married again. Vayosef Avraham, Vayikach Yishur Shmo Keturah. Now, who is this woman Keturah? Says Rash, Zu Hagar. He marries Hagar again. Al Shem, Shenoim Maaseh Kiktores. Her Maisim were like Ketores. Mamish, unbelievable Maisim. Now, who was the Shadchan in the Shirach? Comes along right, Chazal and says, Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the Shadchan. Yitzchak there, who is Roy to fill my mother's place? There's one woman who's Roy, Hagar. That means Hagar was not a nobody. She was Balas Madrega. And she had six children. It means Avraham Avinu, she had Zimron, Yokshan, Medon, Midian, Yishbog, and Shuach. Six children. So Avraham Avinu had eight children. Seven with Hagar and one with Sarah. One is Mamshech as Derech. So what went wrong with Hagar? Something went wrong. Why in Avraham Avinu's house couldn't she be mechanech her children to be mamshech Avraham Avinu's way? Of course, that's not easy. Remember, Avraham Avinu was an Ivri. Kol olam be'ever echad, everyone's on one side and I'm a different. He was different. And why couldn't she be mamshech the derech that her children should be different? And rather follow the way for the world. The answer is very sick. The Eilat told us Yishmael ben Avraham Asher Yol Dohaga Hamitzris. When Avram Avinu throws Hagar out of the house together with Yitzchak Avinu, what does it say? Vayeshev b'midbar Paran. They were in Midbar Paran. Vatikach lo imo isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. So says Rashi, you go back to your roots. When Naomi in Megillas Ruth is standing there with her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth, what does she tell them? Go back to your people. Go back to your people. And what does Ruth say? Amechami Elokayach Lokoi. I've cut everything off from my people. I have no kesher with them. Vashetelechi Eilech, where you go, I will go. Vashetamusi Omus, Vashomekover, and I'll be buried with you. Vashomekover. Kfuras Yisrael. Of all the things, Ruth and Moabi is talking also about Kfuras Yisrael. Elokayach Elokoi. It's my God. Amechame. I cut that. Hagar, as much as she was Hagar HaMitzvus, she was a tzaddikus, but she was Hagar HaMitzvus. She never could cut the fact she was a bas paro, came from Paro's house, was Egyptian, and that was part of her identity. And to be mamshich Avram Avinu's derech, what did she have to do? Avram Avinu was an Ivri. Yes. Terach, Choron, or Kasten. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lecha, me'artzach, me'ulara to beis avicha. You're an Ivri. You're separate. You're different than the world. You're not connected to any of them. You're your own person. That Hagar never could do. And that's why she couldn't bring up her seven children to be mamshich of Avraham Avinu's derech. What about Rivka Imenu? If you take a look, the Ramban, at the beginning, of Eov, Eov begins, Ish haya be'eretz utz, v'iyov shemo. What is, who is Eov and who are his friends? And one of them, Eliphaz, was a derech of a Novi. Ramban makes a point. Who is es eretz utz? Take a look at the end of Vayeret. Es utz b'chora. Avram Avinu had an unbelievable impact on his family, on a lot of people there, as HaNefesh HaOsa B'chor. Tremendous impact. And Avram Avinu stood for one idea that separated him from everything. That there's a higher existence in this world besides this physical world. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is different. He is not just of this world. It's not, the world is not just made up of a physical world with physical kohos and spiritual beings tied to the physical kohos. There's the God of the wind and the God of the water and the God of the rain and the God of the this and the God of the that and the God of the earth and the God of the sun and the God of the moon. But they're all tied to something physical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beyond that. That there's a higher spiritual goal in this world. Often when I think about this parish, I think of a story that happened to me. It was back when I was first married, shortly after my first daughter was born. I got a call. They're making a Kiruv Shabbos for high school seniors who got turned off from Yiddishkeit in high school. We're not out of care of thing about the non-from. Let's be Makaira of the guys, the people who got turned off. Let's see if we can do something with them. I remember Friday night, There was a certain person. He gave one of the most beautiful talks about what Shabbos is that I've ever heard in my life. It was just uplifting to an unbelievable degree. And I'm sitting there. I'm inspired. I don't have to be turned on to Shabbos, but I got inspired. It was unbelievably beautiful. And then at the end of this unbelievable speech, I'm looking at the audience. There's a girl holds up her hands. But I like to go shopping. Poof. Some people you can speak to about spiritual ideas and all they can think about is, but I like to go shopping. They can't move themselves to another level of existence, another concept. There's something beyond shopping. There's something beyond that. What's an Eved? An Eved is exactly what he said. Elokei Adonai Avraham. I am absolutely committed 100% to my master, Avraham Avinu. He has a God, he's my God. He has a this, he has me this, I'll follow his me this. He has this, I'll do this. But my I'm an Eved. I'm not an independent human being. I'm not devoted to anything beyond the physical and the this and here in this world. That's an Eved. And that's the difference between an Ish. An Eved can never do anything beyond self-interest. Of course, anything beyond self-interest doesn't fit with someone who's devoted to everything physical in this world. So if you look, he's an Eved. The moment he's acting against his self-interest, because he in the back of his mind is still hoping, I'm going to get Yitzchak for a son-in-law. For Ish. And now he's acting to make sure that Rivka becomes an Ish. But that's only temporary. He goes back to being an Eved. That's what Avraham Avinu said. Someone who cannot feel that there's something beyond, something spiritual, there's a higher value, there's a higher goal in life. He's not going to... His daughter is going to be the same. She can't marry Yitzchak Avinu. Ani Baruch. So, Avraham Avinu's family was a totally confused family. It's a mixed, confused family there. But they had ideals. They knew this. Many members of that family knew there's something extra, something beyond. And Avraham Avinu said, he didn't know Basuel, he didn't know this. If there's a group of people who still are familiar with my ideas, that there's something higher and beyond just the physical world that we live in, go to my family. I had such an impact on them, there's going to be someone there. So, the first thing Eliezer wants to see is chesed. But not stam chesed. Unbelievable chesed. Because she's nice to Eliezer, maybe he'll pay her back. That's total selflessness. Total selflessness. Tznius and kedusha. Yes, there's something higher in this world. So therefore, stories here tells us an awful lot what it means to be a Jew. Interesting. In Shidduchim, what are the three aspects we see about Rivka Imenu straight up? First of all, unbelievable chesed. Number two, not only unbelievable chesed, what do we see? Tznius. Vatisko, she covered her face. And then when she brought Kedusha into the house, that Kedusha that a woman can bring into the house that was missing when Sarah left, comes back. Yes. She never went back. Because what Eliezer says, she's never going back to Haran. She's never going back to Haran. She's leaving and that's it. She's coming to a new world. Hagar goes back to Mitzrayim. She's still connected to Mitzrayim. She can't create a Yaakov Avinu. No. She can't create a Yitzchak Avinu. She's still tied into a totally different world. She never took the step that Avraham Avinu did. Cut. That is what was necessary for Rivka. What does Rachel and Leah tell Yaakov Avinu? We have no connection to our father's house. Then, at the end of Parshas Vayetze, what does this say? V'atoan Rachel v'Leah v'tomarnu ha'od lanu chelik v'nachal b'veis Avinu. We have no connection here. We don't belong here. Yeah, we're physically here. That's our father. That's our brothers and everything. We're disconnected entirely. He himself understands that we're different. It's the story of Chayasar. Yes, we live a different life. We uplift ourselves. There's a goof, but there's something way beyond that. There's a neshama, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We connect to our Kodesh Baruch Hu by uplifting our goof. And that's why that kfur is different. That's why when Rusa Moavia told Naomi, Basheti, cover a cover, I'm not going to be buried in a Goyish cemetery. Chas v'sholem. My goof will be a different goof. It doesn't belong in a Goyish cemetery. Doesn't belong in a Goyish cemetery. Now, for Shomer Kover, I'm going to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. But Shetamus Yomus. Amechami Elkayach Lokoi. What does Eliezer say? Yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. That's my Auden's God. It's not my God. He can't have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm devoted to Avraham Avinu, I'm devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. You have to have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Adoni Avraham. There's a lot in this parsha. Torah gives us a whole way of life, a whole set of ideals, a whole set of goals, and we have to be sensitive that where our ideals come from, they have to come from Torah. It's not always easy. Because we grew up in a world, in the Western world. In the Western world, such a confusing, crazy, corrupt world. Not to be described and not to be believed. But what does it mean to be a Ben Torah? It means to seriously think, to define yourself, your goals, your ideals, through Torah. You meet this shaped by Torah. Your direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, yourself, are an Eved Hashem, whose whole goal in life is to have your neshama uplift you and recognize the ikar of your life as your neshama. Interesting. We talk about the Asari Haruge Malchus in the Avoda on Yom Kippur and in the Kines on Tisha B'Av. Now, of all the Asara Harugim Malchus, the absolute greatest was Rabbi Kiva. He was the Tanoim. He towered over everybody. And he's being Moshe Nefesh. And the Romans are killing him. And he's screaming, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then we say, on Tisha B'Av, a bas kol comes out and says, Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva. So what is the ultimate compliment that we give Rabbi Kiva? Gufoch tohor b'chol minei tahara. You uplifted your goof to the highest level of Kedusha Torah possible. The great Rabbi Kiva, you knew the whole Torah. You fulfilled the whole Torah. Chazalta, no. Gufoch tohor. You took the fact that you're a neshama and you're a goof, and you understood that. You uplifted your goof to the highest level. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's why there's a Jewish cemetery. That's why the understanding that we're a neshama, you can't be just limited to your physical existence. You can't just like going shopping. And that's what this parsha is all about.